All right. So we now have Jamie Jeffries on the line. And Jamie Jeffries is actually an anti-war activist who is based in Geelong and is part of the Albert Out of Victoria campaign. And at 3CR, around this time, we've actually, all the breakfast programs have had regular updates on the whole week of action against Future Fund that has been organised by the Albert Out of Victoria campaign. And so, yeah, I wanted to kind of hear from Jamie, what can you tell us about this week of action, and also why is the Palestine Solidarity Movement targeting Future Fund in particular?
Yeah, well, I might start with that second question, Jacob. Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. So the Future Fund, assuming people know what it is, it's an investment fund that was set up by the Howard government in 2006 and currently manages about $300 billion. And it is investing, it has a really significant investment in Elbit Systems, which is the largest private Israeli weapons manufacturer. And because of the genocide and because Elbit Systems supplies about 80%, 85% I think actually of its of land-based products and drones to the Israeli Defence Force, the IDF, its share price has gone through the roof since the current genocide started on the 7th of October 2023. So the Future Fund's holdings as at a few days after the 7th of October were about 490,000. Then as at the 30th of June last year, 1.3 million. And as at the 31st of December last year, over 2.6 million. So it's increased, the value of the shareholding has increased exponentially. And what's very clear is that the Future Fund is generating income from the profits from the genocide in Gaza. So it's directly profiting from the genocide in Gaza. So Albert Out of Victoria is a, you know, a campaign that was initiated by Free Palestine Coalition, NAM, which aims to end all of Albert's operations and contracts in the state of Victoria. And a week of action was called this week, being the last week of the financial year, to focus on not just Albert and the Future Fund, but on public money being used to invest in militarism more broadly. So there's been a few actions that have happened this week. We were doing some leafleting near Albert's office in Port Melbourne on Monday. We did a sort of informal discussion. I live streamed on Instagram on Monday night. There was a film screening on Tuesday, banner drops on Wednesday. And then last night was the rally, the actual No to a Future Soaked in Blood rally, which was excellent. I'm not a great judge of crowd size, but more than 100, maybe as many as 200 people were there last night, which was pretty impressive for a Thursday night, given it was, you know, freezing. Yeah, and we had some great speakers and we did a march and I think, and we were leafleting, so I think a lot of people, a lot of passers-by are now aware of the Future Fund and its complicity in the genocide where they weren't before.
Yeah, one question I kind of wanted to kind of ask, I'm not completely across a lot of the kind of campaigns around superannuation and Palestine. But are there any sort of practical things that people who might be with Future Fund can do in terms of, I mean, either potentially changing to another super fund, or what kind of things in terms of actually other kind of pressure that can be put on Future Fund? Because obviously it's not a simple thing for a lot of people to change their super fund in.
Well, the Future Fund is not a superannuation fund in the same way that many of us have money in a super fund. It's a It's called a sovereign, in inverted commas, so-called Australian sovereign wealth fund. And it was created to cover unfunded superannuation liabilities for federal public servants and politicians. And so it's different from, you know, people who've got their, through their work, are in, you know, CBUS or HESTA or retirees who've got money in Australian Super or anything like that. It's different. So with your own personal super fund, you can go to the AGM each year and ask difficult questions about any investments you have concerns about. And if you can get together with other people in your super fund, you can really apply some pressure during the year, but particularly at the AGM, whereas we don't have that opportunity with the super, with the future fund, and that's part of the problem. It's not transparent, and individual people in this country don't have a say. So it is effectively controlled by the government. So the Minister for Finance, currently Katie Gallagher, and the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, are the ones who can appoint people to the board, which manages the funds. But they like to say, the government likes to say, oh yeah, but we don't actually control it. The board makes the decisions about what they invest in. So it makes it quite difficult for people in this community to actually put direct pressure on the future fund. I think the way that we have to do it is to embarrass them and embarrass the government about how they're profiting from the genocide in Gaza. And so this week of action was starting that process. Up until now, the Albert Out of Vic crew has a sort of working group that has been doing a lot of research and uncovering a lot of the information about the future fund. But just on the subject of the sort of lack of transparency and, you know, who's really controlling it, the current chair of the board of the future fund is Greg Combe. Now, Greg Combe is a Labor Party man. He was formerly an MP, and one of his roles was Defence Minister. And so he has all sorts of connections with Elbit Systems, and he's one of the people who's making the decision about remaining invested in Elbit Systems in the future fund. So, you know, there's nothing really independent about it at all. But I think really the only way, the only thing that we can all do is to expose what's going on with these investments in our name, using our money, taxpayers' money, and do our best to embarrass them into changing the investment, divesting from Elbit, divesting from other weapons companies, and investing in socially useful products and services, so things like the manufacture of renewables.
All right. Well, do you, so Jamie, this has been all very good. Can you give us any final comments, and also just tell potentially that I know you're part of organising an action in Geelong today. Yeah. So if you can tell us about the details about action, just in case there are some listeners from Geelong listening in.
Yeah, absolutely. So my group is IPAN, Geelong and Vic South West, Independent and Peaceful Australia Network. And we've got an action from 3 to 5 this afternoon out the front of Morand Engineering, which is in the old Ford factory in Melbourne Road on the corner of Melbourne and North Shore Roads. And Morand Engineering makes parts for the F-35 that Israel is using to bomb Gaza. So it's part of that F-35 supply chain. And there's another company in Geelong, in Lara, called Chemring, that's also involved in the F-35 supply chain. So our rally there today is called No to Tax Dollars for Weapons. And we'll be there with banners and placards on the corner or out the front of Morand from 3 to 5 today. So we'd love any listeners down this way to come and join us.